deciding if blockchain technology is right for you. Most common reason that someone might consider an experiment with blockchain is a continuous desire to experiment with new technologies, a new need for blockchain timestamp technology, or an interest in the many different ways blockchain can safeguard existing data. As with any new technology, it is essential that you look before you leap and consider if blockchain technology is really right for you and your business. So you should know who will be looking at your data. In the majority of the traditional centralized databases, anyone with access to it has their activities restored in case they need to be reviewed later. If you need to have many individuals look at your data on a regular basis, but don't want them to have right access to the data, then you may benefit from using blockchain. Utilizing a blockchain in your business may help to streamline the process by providing users with read-only access in addition to having to log in when it's required. Writable data. On average, users' databases is generally protected through a mix of usernames and password, as well as several levels of restricted access. You can then implement even more security measures to prevent your high-level data from being accessed when it shouldn't. Even with all these precautions, it is still less than the standard blockchain security protocols that make it perfectly clear who created with blocks and the time and place they created those blocks. These measures ensure that every transaction is always completed with the full knowledge of the creator, who can then confirm and sign off on the transaction. This, of course, assumes that the individuals aren't adding information directly to the node. The signature is then further confirmed before the block can be attached to the chain. Even if a username and password combination is not required for users to have access, the chain will still automatically log the IP address of any user who creates a new block. Data alteration. If you think that you are going to need to alter data that is being stored in a blockchain, then blockchain technology might not be right for you and your business. With a centralized database, it's simply to alter data by merely tracking down the appropriate clearances, changing the required data, and having those changes saved in a log. With blockchain technology, the only way to do the same with data that has already been stored is to simultaneously change the data across 51% of the nodes that are available on the network. While this is a useful security feature of blockchains, in some scenarios, it will automatically disqualify blockchain databases from running in several others. Data restoration. If you find yourself doing nothing but updating backup data, then you might discover blockchain technology beneficial. When you use a traditional database, you have to instigate backups manually, leaving you to worry about making sure that everything is where it needs to be. On the other hand, when it comes to a distributed database, the information in it is automatically updated across all available nodes every time new information is added in the chain. As long as all of your nodes don't catastrophically fail at the same time, then you don't have anything to worry about. Depending on the costs that are associated with backing up and updating all of your data, you may find that the additional operating expenses associated with a decentralized database may make it even cheaper of the two alternatives. Easy to share. Centralized databases are often limited concerning access, while a blockchain database can be temporarily connected to another blockchain database easily. This ability to connect to another blockchain database makes the process of transferring information between the two nearly painless. The other blockchain that you are connecting to could be related to a specific department within your company, or even related to an entirely different company. If you are considering doing this, it is essential to keep in mind that when you give someone access to your blockchain, you are giving them access to your entire blockchain. This may require significant planning to significantly utilize if you deal with sensitive information.